This is JIS News. Coming up, schools affected by drought to be provided with water, high-density filing system to be established at Supreme Court Registry, and JUTC to roll out 452 buses for new school year. The details after the break.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. The Ministry of Education is putting measures in place to ensure that schools have adequate supply of water for the start of the new academic year in September. Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the National Water Commission NWC will be providing water to schools in areas most affected by the prevailing drought conditions. These include institutions in Kingston and St. Andrew, St. Catherine and Clarendon.
We have made arrangements with the National Water Commission to provide water to the schools which have tanks. I am informed that the Ministry of Education has an allotment for the purchase of tanks for those schools which are going to need them but do not now have water storage.
Minister Thwaites was addressing the 51st annual conference of the Jamaica Teachers Association held in Montego Bay recently. Meanwhile, school administrators are being urged to indicate their need for water to the Ministry of Education and the National Water Commission NWC. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says a hotline has been established to facilitate the process. He says the telephone number, as well as the NWC personnel assigned to assist the institutions, will be published within the next week.
Your own intelligence, better than anyone else's, regarding the schools, points to areas of water shortage. Please let us know so that we can take the necessary action. We are going to have to buy water for many schools. I see that looming on the horizon. Please report emergencies regarding water shortage before they actually become critical.
Minister Thwaites is also advising schools to include, as part of their emergency management measures, lessons on the effects of climate change, enduring droughts, and the prudent use of the scarce commodity. A high-density filing system is to be established at the Registry of the Supreme Court located in the new Public North Building in downtown Kingston. This follows the signing of a $48 million contract by Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding and representatives of Keith Ryan and Company Limited on Thursday. Senator Golding says the filing system will ensure that all documents within the control of the court are properly organized. He notes that a significant part of the Supreme Court's activities depends on the registry, where documents are filed, kept, and managed, and made available to judges for matters that are before the court.
This is an important technological facility to support the activities of the registry. It is itself a critical element in the efficiency of the business of the Supreme Court.
It is expected that the high-density filing system will be installed over the next 8 weeks. And the Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, will be rolling out approximately 452 buses to meet the demand of the commuting public at the start of the new school year. Marketing and Communications Manager at the JUTC, Clinton Clark, says the move will also ensure improved service delivery to commuters in the Kingston Metropolitan Transport Region, KMTR.
What we want to do is to make certain that all the existing routes, and especially the chunk ones, which are the very big ones, are properly served. Very important element to that would be the allocation of vehicles to these routes to make certain that they take the people to the points where the connections can be made, like the Harper Transport Center, downtown Kingston.
Mr. Clark was speaking in an interview with JIS News. He says the commuting public can expect high-quality service and punctuality come September. That was the JIS News. I'm Andrew James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.